Hello and welcome to the Win Without Pitching weekly focus call. I'm Shannon Lee, the director of coaching on the Win Without Pitching team. Our focus this week is summer reading. Yep, I'm totally doing it. I'm going way off topic. And I'm talking about the books I'm reading this summer. I feel like we get these recommendations around the holidays and around summertime. And at first I thought, you know, I'm just being lazy. Is it just that I can't think of a weekly focus call topic? There's so many weekly focus call topics. It really isn't that in the end. I thought about it. And it's more about your mind needing a rest sometimes. And certainly for me at summer, I shift into a different mode, as many of you do, I'm sure. And I don't feel like reading as many business books as I have been reading, even though I have one on my list today that I'm going to recommend. And I also just think it's fun to kind of hear about each other beyond what we're doing in our day-to-day work lives. And sometimes sharing books is just a really lovely thing to do. And so I'll share what I'm reading. I'm hopeful you'll share what you're reading in the forum. And we'll just have a little bit of an easy, light weekly focus call today. So the first book that I actually listened to, I do a lot of listening audiobooks on Audible, was Where the Crawdads Sing. This is just a lovely first novel by an author, Delia Owens. And I am really a sucker, I guess, for stories set in the South and many Southern authors. They just draw me in. There is just a magical romanticism to their storytelling, and they just bring their characters to life in a way that is remarkable and different. And this was really a beautiful, beautiful book, Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. The next one, An American Marriage by Tayari Jones, was gripping, uncomfortable, definitely tense, but a true look at racism in America, challenges with marriage. It was profound. It had an impact on me. It was an emotional read. And it's something different than I typically read in my day-to-day, which I try to do as much as I can, like gets outside of my own bubble and comfort zone. So An American Marriage by Tayari Jones. Next, Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. I listened to this one on Audible. I read An American Marriage. I bought the book. There's something about listening to things on Audible for me that brings characters to life. You go on this journey with them, even in a different way than when you're reading. And as some of you may know, I'm like exploring the world of voiceover and doing some of my own voiceover work. So I'm pretty fascinated by what people are doing with voiceover talent on Audible. And so anyway, Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. This is a really, again, interesting story about a mom and a daughter who are kind of out on their own in the world surviving, and their very kind of nomadic life in a town that they settle in, where people put their own judgment and perceptions on them before getting to know them. Good lessons in all of these books about not judging a book by its cover, so to speak. Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. Okay, now, the Blair book for the summer. Blair sends me books a lot, and I'm really grateful. I love when a little Amazon package arrives and it's a book from Blair. He sends me great books. This one, Alchemy, maybe you've heard of it, Alchemy, The Dark Art and Curious Science of Creating Magic in Brands, Business, and Life. So this is Rory Sutherland's book. He's the vice chairman of Ogilvy. Blair's read it. I'm reading it. I am seeing a lot of people that I follow on LinkedIn and other sources recommending this book. I have not started it yet. It is my next book that I'm going to begin later this week, actually, after I finish another book. The Dark Art and Curious Science of Creating Magic in Brands, Business, and Life. It's called Alchemy, actually. The book is Alchemy by Rory Sutherland. And finally, the book I'm in the middle of right now that I think I'm reading within 3 days, The Red Daughter. This is also fiction. And it's historical fiction, though, and it's really interesting. It's about Stalin's daughter and her escape from Russia coming to the United States. It is really good. I feel like I'm just like eating dessert the whole time I'm reading it. The writing is so fantastic and just scrumptious. And I think I'm going to probably finish this book in about 72 hours. I just picked it up over the weekend and it's almost done. So that's what I've got on my list. And I really would love to hear from all of you what you're reading this summer. Just a little bit of a fun, different weekly focus call. I'll be back at it next week with a topic around business and things you can do and try and focus on from a business perspective. But it's been great to be with all of you today. Have a lovely week. Report in on the forum what you're reading. Cheers, everybody.